December 30th. Rudyard Kipling, Poet of the Empire. On this day in 1865, the English writer and poet Rudyard Kipling was born. The name Kipling is almost synonymous with the British Empire, and many of his finest stories, such as Kim and The Jungle Book, were written about India. Kipling was born in Bombay and spent many years in India, though he was educated in England and returned there at the age of 23. He travelled a lot but settled in Sussex with his family and died at the age of 70. Although famous for his barrack room ballads, he was never a regular soldier. He won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1907. His poem Mandalay is a fine example of what he does so well. It combines the mystery of the Orient with the earthy practicality of the British soldier. Here it is, Mandalay. I am sick of wasting leather on these gritty paving stones, and the blasted English drizzle wakes the fever in my bones. Though I walks with 50 housemaids out of Chelsea to the Strand, and they talks a lot of loving, but what do they understand? Beefy face and grubby hand, Lord, what do they understand? I've made a neater, sweeter maiden in a cleaner, greener land on the road to Mandalay. Ship me somewhere east of Suez, where the best is like the worst, where there aren't no Ten Commandments and a man can raise a thirst. For the temple bells are calling, and it's there that I would be, by the old Moulmein pagoda, looking lazy at the sea. On the road to Mandalay, where the old flotilla lay, with our sick beneath the awnings when we went to Mandalay. Oh, the road to Mandalay, where the flying fishes play, and the dawn comes up like thunder out of China, across the bay. Today I will try to understand and respect people of all races and origins. That you will in the ground.